Backstage Dramas present Vengeance Is Mine. This week's front page drama, Vengeance Is Mine, is a dramatization of one in a series of dramatic stories of the days of 49, entitled Tales of the California Gold Trail. These authentic stories are part of the early history of the discovery of gold in California and appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. It was near the end of January in the year 1848 that Big Jim Marshall, foreman of Sutter's Mill in Coloma, California, bent over the lower end of the mill race and with a tin plate sifted away a little dirty yellow metal and said, "Boys, I've got it." Yes, that discovery, a mere 50 cents worth of gold, started the wild tales that swept the nation like a forest fire, and, of course, the California gold rush of 49. In the next 10 years, the wave of gold-mad men that swept over these California hills scooped up almost $500 million worth of pure gold. That 10-year period was one of the most romantic and adventurous in all our history. The story of those colorful, dramatic days has been written for the readers of the American Weekly by Judge J.W. Pitt, 81-year-old pioneer, one of the few remaining survivors of those stirring times. A resident of Columbia, one of the richest and wildest of the camps, Judge Pitt still lives in the house built by his father on Gold Hill in the camp's heyday. One of the best stories of the many related in Judge Pitt's stirring article in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly is the one we are about to reenact. It is the tragic story of a handsome young Missourian, Jack Conway, his love for a beautiful Spanish girl, Marie, the jealous hatred of her suitor, Ramon. Maria's family had settled early in a camp called Tarantula Flats, and one soft spring evening...
Maria, where are you going? Out dancing again this evening?
Yes, Mother, why not? Everyone works so hard digging for the gold. Working, always working. There must be some pleasure. And I love the music, the gaiety, the dancing.
But, Maria, it is not good for you to be always dancing.
Let her go, Mother. She is right. There is always so much work, worry, and strife. It is good to dance, sing, and play for a change. All the gold in the mother lode doesn't give a man as much pleasure as a glance and a smile from a pair of sparkling eyes like our Maria's. Run along, Maria.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Have a good time.
Here is the key for you both. Now, don't worry, Mother. I will be all right. Oh, why didn't you wait and go with Ramon? He is a nice boy and loves her. This time, our Marie was thinking of settling down.
Don't worry. There is still plenty of time for marriage. Maria is young and gay. Let her enjoy her youth.
But these men that come here for gold, they are wild, greedy men. They do not understand a girl like Maria.
Yes, Maria has always been among her own people, but these men you speak of are not all bad. I see them work and play, big, strong, blonde men. Some are very fine. It is good for Maria to meet these men, too.
But Ramon is a nice boy, one of her own people.
Always is Ramon with you. Is he the only man in the world? Because he's a Spaniard, does that make him any better than anyone else?
Ah, senor, I see. Here you talk about me. Good evening, senor. You too talk about Ramon, huh? That's good. Perhaps you'd like to have Ramon for son-in-law soon, huh?
Very much, Ramon. You didn't come for Marie.
Yes, tonight there's to be a dance. I came to take Marie.
She has gone, Ramon. But if you hurry down the path, you may catch her. She has been gone only a few minutes.
Oh, thank you, senor. I'll hurry and find her. Good evening, senor. Senora?
Maria, wait,
the
desire
of all,
wait for me.
Hurry then. It is getting late. The dancing will be started before we get there.
Here I am, Maria. Give me your arm. We will go to the dance together, huh? It's proper that we should. Someday soon we shall be married. We must let everyone know that you are to be my wife, huh?
No, Ramon. I'm not sure I will marry you. It is wrong to marry if you do not love the man, and I do not love you.
Sure.
I like you, yes. Ever since you were a little boy, I liked you very much. But love and marriage, no, that is different. I do not want to get married yet. Someday, perhaps, yes. But not now. We must wait.
Yes, but I'm growing tired and impatient. Always you say, not now. You're not ready, we must wait. So I wait, but all the time I see you laugh and talk and dance with us. Gringo, Samuel Conway.
Oh, please, Ramon, you must not talk like that.
You like this gringo, Conway? That's why tonight you run away before I call so you can meet him, huh?
I like him, yes. But I like you too, Ramon. But you are jealous. That is bad. Very bad.
Yes, I am jealous, Maria. I'll admit it. And I also admit this. If I can't have you, no other man ever will. Remember that, Maria.
You must not talk like that. It is bad. I will not listen. And for that, I will not dance with you the first dance. That shall be for Senor Conway. And if you continue to be jealous, I will not go to the big fiesta with you.
The romance between Jack Conway and the beautiful senorita developed rapidly, and Maria began to have less time for any of the others. Jack was popular with everyone, and Maria was the center of attraction wherever she went. But Ramon grew more sullen and jealous as each day passed. Then one evening, Conway said,
Maria, I've got something I wanted to ask you for a long time. I kind of hesitated about asking you before because, I just got to ask you now.
Yes? What is it, dearie?
Well, I'm not much of a hand at fancy speeches, Maria. But I love you with all my heart. More than anything in the world. And, Maria, will you marry me?
Yes, Jack, dearie. I will, because I love you the same way. More than anything in the whole world.
Maria. Gosh, you know what it means to hear you say that. Well, you made me the happiest man in America.
You have made me ever so happy too, dearie. And together we will live to make each other happy.
Oh, you can depend upon me for that, Maria. I'll spend my whole life trying to keep you as happy as we are right now.
Now, dearie. When shall we be married?
Well, the sooner the better. But there's other folks to consider beside us. You know, this will be the first wedding held here, and we must make it a real one.
Yes.
Invite everybody. Fix up the little church on the hill, and why, say, we'll have the biggest wedding ever held in California. Our claims are paying big now, and we can afford it. Oh, just wait till I tell the boys.
You must leave me now. I too am so excited. I must run home and tell my mother and my father. It will make them ever so happy. Now, my big husband-to-be, you must kiss me goodnight.
Hey, hold on. I'm going home with you.
No. It is only up on the hill. You must tell all your friends. I will tell mine. Please, kiss me now.
Very well, if that's the way you want it. I'm too darn happy to even argue.
You know, my lord. Tomorrow morning you come and see me, and then we can name the day for the wedding.
The day for the wedding arrived, and the little church was packed. Outside, 200 waited and formed an aisle for the happy bride to march through with her father to the church door. Everything was ready but the bridegroom. After a considerable wait, the crowd began to get restless. Maria's happy smile faded. She looked worried, and then...
Hey, you don't suppose that big loose waiting out of his cabin for an escort, do you?
I reckon a man wouldn't have to be led to marry a fine gal like Maria. But you can't tell a thing about one of them Missouri critters. Let's go up and fetch him. Come on.
Sure, the poor fellow might be having trouble getting into a boy's shirt. He ain't used to such finery. Well, Maria, just hold on. We'll be right back with that Missouri mule you're getting hitched to.
Yeah, we sure will.
Let's knock on the door and see if he overslept, just like a Missouri galoot oversleeps.
Yeah. Ah, there, Jack. Come on, open up. Didn't forget this was your wedding day, did you?
Hey, no answer.
What?
Better go in and see if anything's wrong. What? Say, there's been something.
Place the wreck. It sure is. Looks like a Kansas cyclone struck it. Everything smashed to bits.
Hey, look, whoa. In the doorway to the other room, which is deep to the night.
Come on. Great day, Jack. He's been murdered.
That's a bit.
Yeah.
He's been hacked to death while he slept. Look at that face.
All right, boys, let's cover him up. Then start out to find the low-life snake that done it.
Hey, what about Maria? We've got to tell her first.
Well, I guess there ain't much use of putting it off until we get the skunk that done this.
Hey, come on, then. We'll go back to the church, then round up a posse and get busy.
Yeah, come on, fella. Let's all get here.
Kind of got bad news for you, Maria. There won't be no wedding.
No, ma'am.
Yes, you see, Jack, when we got there, we found he'd had a little trouble, and well, he just...
You do not have to tell me. My Jack is dead. He has been murdered. Is that not so?
Yes, ma'am. It looks like a revenge killing, Maria.
Just tell us if you have any idea who done it, Maria.
Maria doesn't have to think. Her heart tells her.
It was Ramon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's enough for us. We'll find him. Come on, boy.
No. Wait. Maria's affair. She must go alone.
Well, this isn't exactly a job for a woman, Maria. We'll take care of it.
Hey, hold on there, Walter. I got an idea. She knows what she's doing. If I ain't mistaken, she'd just as soon not have us interfere.
Thank you, senor. Yeah. You are right. I know where to find Ramon. He has a cave high in the Sierras. Only Maria can find it. Please, amigos, please. Maria must go alone.
Well, right, y'all, Maria. Have it your way. But here, take this. You might need it. That's the best piece of shooting hardware in this part. Take it along.
Thank you. Now I go.
Boy, that gal. I like that gal.
It must be there. It is the cave. Oh, Father in heaven, hear my prayer. Give me courage for the task ahead. Give me soon confidence. Get him to come to me at the mouth of the cave where it is dark. Ramon, are you there? Answer me. It is I, Maria. Ramon.
Yes.
You're
alone.
Yes, Ramon. All alone. Look.
It's tough, huh? Come to me.
Yes, Ramon. Your Maria has come. Because you killed the only thing I ever loved.
A flash of flame sputtered from the revolver hidden under the folds of Maria's rumpled wedding dress. Ramon fell lifeless at her feet. Vengeance is mine, murmured the beautiful Maria, and then stumbled back along the path and slowly got back to her home. The gold miners knew they had acted wisely in allowing Maria to settle her claim alone. They couldn't have achieved a more complete revenge. You have just heard the front page drama entitled Vengeance is Mine, a dramatization of one in a series of authentic stories of the California Gold Rush of 49. These thrilling, romantic, and colorful stories are part of the history of the discovery of gold in California entitled Tales of the California Gold Trail, written by Judge J.W. Pitt, 81-year-old pioneer and one of the few remaining survivors of the old 49ers. Don't miss this splendid historical feature in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world. The American Weekly is the nation's reading habit and comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper.